This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل I am a Muslim and I submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I do my best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from haram. Yet, I go through a lot in my life. Isn't being a Muslim enough that I lead a happy life in this dunya? Why is it that a non-Muslim who's living next to me, he has a better life than mine? I lose a job, I lose a beloved one. What does this mean? Does this mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with me, even though I'm a Muslim? Does this mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives somebody who chooses not to submit to Him, that Allah is pleased with him? I'm confused. So when Allah gives, does it mean that He's pleased? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies, does it mean that He's displeased? What is the meaning of this life? For the purpose of answering these questions and others, like, sometimes I don't know if this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is it a punishment? I'm confused. And in what ways does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test me? Can the test be by giving? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests by denying? So to start with, let's read the Quran together and get the answers from Allah. And let's go back to the Sunnah. And I'm going to share one hadith with you to get the answer to the rest of the questions. Some people think that just by being a Muslim, this is a guarantee for them that they must have a good life, a perfect life in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fajr, ayat 15 and 16, corrects that misconception. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ As for man, when his Lord tests him, listen carefully, he said, tests him. Before he said, فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ He will honor him and give him an easy and honorable life. So Allah said, this is a test. What's the reaction of man out of his ignorance? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا In reaction to this, when Allah gives you, you think that Allah is pleased with you. And the person would say, Allah has honored me. And the other scenario, Allah says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَى Again, it's a second type, a second form of testing. أن الله تسمع وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقا. By tightening his provision, losing a job, losing some money, what's the reaction of man? Again out of ignorance, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Why Allah? Why are you humiliating me? I'm a Muslim. In answer to the first one, who thinks that when Allah gives him, he's pleased with him, he doesn't understand that this is a test. And in response to the second one, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tightens his provision, thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is humiliating him, Allah says, كَلَّا. Both of you are wrong. فَلَيْسَ الْعَطَاءُ دَلِيلَ الرُّضَى وَلَيْسَ الْمَنْعَ دَلِيلَ السَّخَطِ. When I give, it doesn't mean I'm pleased. And when I deny, it doesn't mean I'm displeased. When I give, I'm testing. When I deny, I'm testing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses of the Quran, I'm going to share three with you, He explained that this life is nothing but a test. And the reason we suffer is because we don't understand that this life is a test. Everyone is seeking perfect life. You will never have it in this life. Why? Because this is not even the real life. And if you want to know, go ahead and read Surah Al-Ankabut. Surah number 29 and number 64. When Allah described that this life is nothing but amusement and play, then He said at the end, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. And indeed, the real life is the Akhirah. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If they really know. But the problem is, we don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many ayat of the Quran, to start with a surah that we recite every Friday. Surah Al-Kahf. Surah number 18. Ayah number 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this dunya. He said, Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. We have made everything on this earth nothing but just something glittering. Ornament. Decoration. What you see of money, children, spouses, jobs, houses. All of a sudden, in less than a second, you leave it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the meaning of this life, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. This is the meaning of life, to test them. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will be the best amongst them when it comes to their deeds? Same meaning. Surah number 67, Surah Al-Mulk, ayah number 2. Allah said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءُ. Allah is the one who created death. We are not existing. And then He brought us to life. وَالْحَيَاءُ. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. To test you. Again. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will be the best amongst you when it comes to deeds? What's our main concern in this life? Increase the money. Increase the children. The house. The business. What about the amal? What about what you are going to take from this dunya with you? Nothing except the good deeds. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Insan, after He described our beginning, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Hasn't the time come when we were nothing? We were not existing? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَمْشَاجٍ. We have created man from a mix of the egg with the sperm. This is our beginning. Why? نَبْتَلِي. To test him. What's the end result? What's the result of the test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We will be one of two. Either we will be grateful when Allah gives us, or we'll be ungrateful. Now, for the purpose of the khutbah, we're going to share one hadith. To see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests by denying and also tests by giving. Because some people think, I have everything. Allah's not testing me. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When Allah gives you everything, you turn away from Allah. But look at me and you when we were very poor. We pray 5 times a day. We make dua all the time. But once we have everything, we think we don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made this! Look at you when you are in bed and you can't move, you're sick. Can you go out and make money anymore? Who gave you the health? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests by denying and He tests by giving. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in both al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, كَانَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. There were amongst the people before you from Bani Israel, from the people of Israel. ثلاثة, 3 people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test them. One of them was afflicted with leprosy. And the second one was bald. And the third one was blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test them. So He sent them an angel in the form of a man. As He sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a man. And he used to be looking like Dihya al-Kalbi, one of the good living amongst the Sahaba. So he went to the first one who was afflicted with leprosy. And he said to him, what is it that you wish? What is it that you like from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, I need, you know, good skin. Because people turn away from me because of this leprosy. So he wiped over his skin and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him out of leprosy. And he said, مَا أَحَبُّ الْمَالِ إِلَيَّ. What's the best money in your eyesight? قال أَحَبُّ الْمَالِ إِلَيَّ. The Sahabi, subhanAllah, and this is one way also to stop. He said, I'm not sure whether he said camels or cows. See how the Sahaba were careful when they talk about the Prophet. How many in the Ummah today, they just give fatwa like this? He's narrating what he heard from the Prophet, and he stopped, he said, I'm not sure. Then he said, sheep camels. So he gave him a sheep camel or a sheep cow. And he said, may Allah bless it for you. And he left him. And he went to the second man who was bald, no hair. And he said, what is it that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, أُرِيدُ شَعْرًا حَسَنًا. I want good hair. Because people turn away from me because of this. So he wiped over his head and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him good hair. He said, مَا أَحَبُّ الْمَالِ إِلَيْكَ. What's the best money in your eyesight? He said, cows. He gave him a pregnant or a sheep cow and he said, may Allah bless it for you. And he left him. He went to the third one who was blind. He said, what is it that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, to give me my eyesight back. So he wiped over his eyes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his eyesight back. He said, what is the best money in your eyes? He said, goats. He gave him a goat and he said, may Allah bless it for you. After a passage of time, after a period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the she-camel, and the man now, who was the person who was cured, he had a valley full of camels. And the second one, who was bald and has good hair now, has a valley full of cows. And the third one, who was blind and he got his eyesight back, has a valley full of goats. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel again to him. So he went to the first one who was leprous. And Allah sent him in the same way. He was leprous. So he went to him and he said, مسكين تقطعت بي الأسباب وسافر وليس لي بعد الله سوى أعطني ناقة مما عندي أتبلغ بها في سفري. I'm a traveler and I have nothing with me. So please, give me something out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. because I have nobody to help me after Allah accepts you. He said, لا يغرنك ما ترى الحقوق كثيرة. Don't think that I have lots of stuff, you know, I have lots of obligations. I can't give you anything. Subhanallah. So he looked at him and he said, كأني أعرفك. Think I know you. Weren't you leprous like me? Subhanallah, he came as leprous to remind him. But some people are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I think I know you. Weren't you leprous and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cured you? Weren't you poor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all of this? He said, La. Bal warithuhu kabir an kabir. He said, no, I inherited this from a father after a father after a father. I was not poor. He said, أسأل الله إن كنت كاذبا أن يصيرك إلى ما كنت فيه. I ask Allah, if you're lying, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you back to your first condition. And he went to the second man. He did the same thing with him. The man who was bald and has good hair now. And he has a valley full of cows. And he said to him, I'm a traveler. And I lost everything. And I have nobody to help me. After Allah accepts you, give me one of those cows that Allah has blessed you with. And he said the same thing. We have lots of obligations. Don't think that this is lots of money in front of you. He said, كأني أعرفك. I think I know you. Weren't you bald like me? And Allah has given you good hair? Weren't you poor? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all of this? He said, no. بل ورثته كابرا عن كابر. I inherited them from my forefathers. And he said the same thing to him. He said, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're lying, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you back to your first state. And then he went to the third one, again, in the form of a blind man. He said to him the same thing. I'm a traveler. I have nothing. And nobody can help me after the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except you. Can you give me one of those goods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with? And the man looked at him and he said, listen, I was blind like you. And I had nothing, I was very poor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me all of this. By Allah, I will never deny you anything that you want to take out of these goods. You can take them all. So he looked at him and he said, keep your goods. It was only a test. Allah wanted to test the three of you. But you're two. The other two failed the test. And Allah is displeased with them now. And you pass the test. And Allah is pleased with you now. Brothers and sisters, I think the story is very clear. Many of us are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we always think of things that we don't have. We are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the things that we have. Allah has given you health. So many people are sick. Thank Allah for that blessing. You live in a country where you have peace and you have security. There are brothers all over the world today. They are denied that blessing called al-amn, security. Are you grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that? Your brothers and sisters in Syria, in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in many places, you don't have this blessing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah 155, he explains to us that he tests us in many ways. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. One of them is some. Allah didn't say al-khawf, he said بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. Some fear. It will happen to them in the next second. A tyrant, my children's house, killing them. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Him for all the blessings that He has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of being grateful to Him. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Brothers and sisters, we'll never have perfect life in this dunya. It's called dunya. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran, He always refers to this life as al-hayatu dunya. I want you to stop and reflect what's the meaning of the word dunya in Arabic. It stems from two meanings. Sumiyat dunya lidana'atiha aw lidunu'i ajaliha. It's called dunya because it's very short. How long would you live? 60? 70? 80? 100? You live like Nuh alayhi salam, 1700 years? They asked him when he was dying, how do you think this dunya looks like? He said, it's like a building that has two doors. I made it through one and I made it out through the other one. Try to close your eyes. Remember, you passed 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. They will pass like a clip of 20 seconds. This life is nothing. So may dunya, it's called dunya because it's very short. And the Prophet confirmed this when he said, أعمار أمتي بين الستين والسبعين لا يجاوزها إلا القليل. The average span of life of my ummah is between 60 to 70. Very few people who live beyond that. وسمي الدنيا لدناءتها كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كانت الدنيا تساوي عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كثر شر التمام. It's because it's worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet said, if this dunya is equal to the wing of a fly or a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't give a disbeliever a sip of water. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives dunya to disbelievers. Because this is what they get, but they will get nothing there. So be careful. And I'm going to conclude again with the reminder of the ayah where the Creator who gave us life and will take our life and will resurrect us again, inshallah, is stating that fact. Take it home with you. Remember this ayah. Surah Al-Ankabut. Surah number 29, ayah number 64.
وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Indeed, Allah's talking. Indeed, the real life is the hereafter. If they really know. I hope you got that message. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم. اللهم ارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم وسامحنا في تقصيرنا في حقهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم إنا نسألك لسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا وعملا متقبلا ودعاء مستجابا وجسدا على البلاء صابرا. اللهم ارزقنا الصبر. اللهم ارزقنا الرضا. اللهم ارزقنا الشكر. اللهم اجعل اخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا اله الا الله. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. واقم الصلاه.